Today's message is entitled Light of the World. Identification of biblical and other references can be found in the print edition of this message. Light of the World is noted by Jesus being the central mission of the Christian to the world. But if that light is somehow diminished, it hinders the mission that is in the past is greatly enhanced that which Jesus desired of the believers in him. Light of the world is critically needed in the darkness of human depravity that has erupted as in the pre-flood days of Noah, Sodom and Gomorrah, and Babylon, the hold of every foul spirit. It was noted that the absence of light and darkness alone cannot dispel the light, but the smallest light can dispel the greatest darkness. Apostle Paul noted, "You are the believers, were sometimes or once in darkness, but are now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." It was noted that darkness indicates spiritually unenlightened and ignorance of immorality, with the result being guilt and misery. Light is to be informed with the knowledge of truth attended by moral purity. In regards to failure in being the light of the world, Jesus said, "You are the believers, or the salt of the earth. But if that salt has lost its savor or flavor, it is henceforth good for nothing, but if cast out, be trodden under the foot of men." We know that you are the salt of the earth. In a case that only a genuine born-again person is salt and can help meet the needs of the world. Salt adds flavoring, acts as a preservative, melts coldness, and heals wounds. When these ingredients are left out, it becomes what Jesus said, good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. It opens the door for all kinds of ungodly maneuvering rather than enhancement of godliness. Noah H. Mack, in a sermon titled Little Foxes, noted, "This writer, with much interest in prayer, observed the movements and efforts of the church for more than 35 years. All this while it was developing a great power to work, but almost as fast as she grows in efficiency for labor, she drifts into worldliness in one way or another. All because of fostered pride and love of pleasure. Those who have been responsible for the housekeeping of the church have not been watchful enough and let the little foxes creep into the vineyard, and now they are so numerous and big they cannot be driven out by ordinary methods of teaching and warning, for they well nigh have possession of the vineyard." We are seeing a tailspin of ungodly activity as the church allows the seeding of worldliness manifest itself rather than being rejected. One man of God noted, "The church used to set an example for the world, being the light of the world, but now the world is setting an example for the church." Quotes concerning light. "There is not enough darkness in the world to put out the light of even one small candle. Give light and the darkness will disappear. When God gives light, he gives it for all. A man's feet should be planted in his country, but his eyes should survey the world." Words uttered by those of the past is intended for the future as well, if the knowledge imparted is received. There is a continued advancement in the electronic age that seeks to diminish the light of the world from going forth as it gives continued birth to ungodly maneuvering. In Greek mythology, a story is told of a box sent by the gods to Pandora, which she is forbidden to open. She opened the box out of curiosity that loosened a swarm of evils upon mankind, a prolific source of troubles. The enlargement of electronic outreach is as if Pandora's box had been opened and we're reaping the havoc. It was noted we are living a very permissive day, when the religious world is so tolerant to most all and kinds of standards and lifestyles. This permissiveness and tolerance is a result of a self-willed and carnal-minded society. As a result of such tolerance and permissiveness, there are many churches and even denominations which have altered their teachings, their standards, and even their interpretation of the scriptures to please, to comply with, accommodate this permissive, tolerant society. Very few people this day hold their arch convictions. They change to blend in with their environment. The light of the world is greatly diminished, as forewarned, with loss of the glow of godly persuasion from the church, which has drifted into the Laodicean church age, a lukewarm and ineffective church, people ruling, rather than the hand of God. There needs to be a revival in church before it can become the light of the world. A question was asked, what will it be, Christian biblical values or total secular values? We are in a crucial moment throughout what were once Christian nations of the Western world. Many today want secular values without reference to God. It was noted that of all the influences brought to bear on the Jewish exiles, none must have been dreaded more than the attempt to make them forget God and values. This is still the worst threat to God's people from the world. A much-needed cleansing is needed in the church to relinquish the fleshly leadership that has enhanced a removal from the influence of God's word. It was noted we're living a very permissive day when the religious world is so tolerant to almost any and all kinds of standards and lifestyles. This permissive intolerance is a result of a self-willed and carnal-minded society. There is an ingathering influence towards the ungodliness of man that has blossomed forth in these latter years with a domino effect which surpasses all other eras of time. It was noted that the ongoing efforts of the sinful world is to normalize all sexual activity identified in the Bible as sexual immoral. Biblical standards of sexual morality are given by God for our well-being. We are wise to recognize and honor this by moral living. We live in a fallen world that seeks to gratify and accommodate sins that would not have even been discussed in public a generation ago. Those congregation denominations who advocate homosexuality and transgender acceptance teach that any biblical prohibition against such activity is cultural and not a commandment. Cultural convictions change, commandments do not. A legendary evangelist of the First Great Awakening, Charles G. Finney, knew that preaching will bear its legitimate fruits. If immorality prevails in the land, the fault is ours to a great degree. If it is a decay of conscience, the Pope is responsible for it. If a church is degenerate and worldly, the Pope is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of justice, the Pope is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of government are ready to fall away, the Pope is responsible for it. Let us not ignore this fact, but let us lay it to heart and wake to our responsibility and respect to the morals of this nation. Who would have thought that what was written so long ago would come to haunt us today? Who would have realized that the light of the world of believers would be introduced towards immoral and unjust living, failing to be the light of the world intended. Being a light of the world is not simply being attendance at God's house, but daily influence as a child of God towards designation as the light of the world. Jesus identified one as the light of the world in saying, "He that follows after me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Apostle John wrote, "God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if you walk in the light, as the light of the world, as he is in the light, we, the believers, have fellowship one with another. Glory be to God, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanse from all sin. When one becomes of such a nature, the enemy of one's soul will seek to destroy such an image." Apostle James wrote, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour." Then comes a promise towards one identified as the light of the world, the believer walking in fellowship with God, who resists steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren, other believers that are in the world. But the God of all grace has called us, the believer, to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make it perfect, mature in Christ, stabilize, strengthen, settle you. Apostle Paul revealed his strength and power to those who are the light of the world. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or peril or sword? No, in all these things, glory be to God, O Honda Bokila Kandaya, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, present your bodies a living sacrifice, light of the world, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable, rational service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is a good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. It was noted that being not conformed to the world is to resist being poured into the mold of present-day thinking, value systems, and conduct of this world. It is imperative that with the light of the world designation placed upon a believer, they have an obligation to live up to the standards identified in God's Word. In a camp meeting, a prophecy was given. When I visit my people in mighty revival of power, is to prepare them for the darkness ahead. With the glory shall come great darkness, for the glory is to prepare my people for the darkness. And I will enable my people to go through, glory, hallelujah, O Honda Bokira Kandaya, because of the visitation of my spirit. In the last days shall come seducing spirits that shall turn many of my anointed ones away. Many shall fall through divers lusts because of sin abounding. But if you seek me diligently, oh hallelujah, glory be to God, oh Honda Bokira Kandaya, I will put my spirit within you. When one shall turn to the right hand or to the left, shall not turn with them, but keep your eyes wholly on the Lord. After I visited my people, the way shall become more narrow, and fewer shall walk therein. But be not deceived. The ways of righteousness are my ways. For though Satan becomes as the angel of light, hearken not to him. For those who perform miracles and speak not righteousness are not of me. It was noted in a world full of shadows, it is sometimes difficult for us to believe we can really make a difference. Sometimes our little light seems small indeed. Sometimes the darkness looks overwhelming. But throughout history of the church, it has been a community of light that cannot be quenched. Apostle Paul revealed that Christ loved the church, gave himself for it on the cross, that he might sanctify or set it apart, and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word of God, that it should be holy and without blemish. A light of the world requires the church to be of a holiness nature, not a worldly attribute. May the Lord bless and keep you this day, is my prayer.